to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, I love talking to you about training plans. And I know we just developed a new one that you can get at our website if you go to runnerx.fit, or if you go to any of our social media channels. If you go under basically any of the main links, you can get access to it. And what I found fascinating when we kind of put this new one together is we were looking at what's out there right now. And there were things like, run this amount of time or run this many miles and then cross train or do intervals, do a tempo run. And we kept asking ourselves, like, what the hell is that? Like, what do they mean? And then what are some of these words they're using? And so I wondered if you could help explain when you're developing a training plan, or if I'm trying to come up with a training plan for myself, or I'm looking at your training plan, what are some things that I should be looking at in a training plan? And what is it like, what makes a good training plan and what makes one that's just generic?
Well, honestly, a good training plan is going to have about 3 days of running. It's going to include a day of just a long, longer run. Of course, you're going to include a day of like an interval style training. And you should also include a couple of days of strength training. You should have self-care, you know, with injury prevention, of course. And then it should also include a recovery day. That is a very nice generic program. And which is also one that that's what most people are used to seeing.
And so how much should I be? So if I'm only running 3 days a week, how is that enough for me to maybe meet my goal of running a marathon or 10K? Like, how long should that training plan be?
Well, so that now you're getting into not generic, but asking about you. This is why you should sign up. So then you can have a coach to talk to.
Yeah, that's true.
Now that was really good.
But I do notice that like some 5K plans are like 6 weeks, but then so are some 10K plans.
Right.
It
depends on if where you're starting from. If you can run for 30 minutes, like if you know you could go out and run, walk even for 30 minutes, then you can certainly start with a 6 week plan for a 5K or a 10K. If you can run for an hour, then you could start even with a 10K to half marathon. If you can run for over 2 hours, 2 hours, no problem, then you could start with a marathon. That's really, you know, the main thing, like for us anyway, we are really into, first, of course, make sure you feel comfortable running. You know, how is your running feeling before you would start training for any distance? But that's really how I would say to do it. You know, if you can get out for a half hour, you can start training for a 5K.
Right. And I did notice that in some of the plans that we have, you give us kind of a large window, like maybe my run is only 10 to 20 minutes. So what I find really fascinating is, of course, you've got the runners out there that'll want to do, well, you said 20 minutes, so I have to do 20 minutes. I have to do 20 minutes, but I only have the endurance to run 10. You know, can you talk to that person that when you give that kind of a variance, what does that mean from a coach's perspective? What do you expect me to do as a runner with that plan?
Well, if someone's trying to build endurance, so we're talking about, I am new, I'm either new to running or I've just never trained for distance, which we have a lot of runners come in like that. Then what I do, the reason I give a range is because obviously people are different. I want you to spend time focused on the movement versus thinking I have to move for the entire time. And this is really important because the only way you're going to build endurance is to spend time working on your movement, right? So if I cannot yet run for 10 minutes, well, then what am I going to do? Just not run? You see what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
So how are you ever going to get to 10 minutes? Well, first you've got to start with wherever you are. And so the way we start your training is we give you a movement to practice. And this is what people, this is the joy of running right here, is one, you're going to learn the movement, because running is the same movement repeated over and over and over and over again. So imagine if I'm practicing on how to do that movement, and then I keep repeating myself, repeating that practice, I'm only going to get better. So what we do is we encourage you to say, we're going to say 10 minutes is your, is let's say we say 10 minutes, then you're going to set your timer for 10 minutes and you're going to spend 10 minutes practicing your running. So the best part is in that 10 minutes, who knows how much you actually quote ran, but you spent 10 minutes, not just moving, but working on the correct movement. And that's what's so cool. So it's kind of set up a little bit like an interval style, where you practice the movement, and then when you simply cannot go anymore, you stop. And instead of thinking, I got to keep moving, I got to walk, we tell you, just stop for a second. Just stop, get your breath back, breathe, reset, restart your movement, and then you go again. And it's really neat, because what happens is you'll actually realize pretty quickly your endurance builds, one, because you're not so stressed. I mean, I don't know if you, I mean, Caroline, you've been there where like you're just getting back into running or you're just getting started and it's hard. It's hard to breathe. Yeah. It's hard to move. And that can be really disillusioning. And then you've got your coach or your friend, like, just make it to that tree, you know, whatever it takes to get there. And you're thinking, okay, I can do that, which is great. And you probably will get there. But imagine if instead I told you how to get to that tree. Like that's the difference in kind of how we teach you. And then instead of thinking, I'm just going to get to that tree, you're thinking, you know what? I'm just going to hold my body up and I'm going to pull. I'm going to do 10 pulls. And if you get to that tree, great. If not, the next 10 pulls. And that's what we teach you guys. We teach you guys how to work on your movement. And then, you know, just like anything else, you have one day a week where I tell you, go out there, walk. Nothing wrong with walking. We also teach you, by the way, how to do the correct walking movement. So then you do get a day of combining that walk run, but for during the week or for the shorter runs, we're encouraging you to work on the movement of running. And then you let go of that pressure of having to run so many miles or so much distance. That's all coming and it'll be there for you. I promise.
Right. And that's too, what I like about your plans, especially this beginner's plan that you can find on our website, is you do talk about that. Okay. We're going to like walk for a minute, run for a minute. Then you're going to kind of walk for a minute. Then maybe the next go around, you're going to run for 2 minutes and you're going to walk for 3 minutes. And then maybe you're going to run for 5 minutes and walk for 2 minutes. Like there's no, what I really like about it, and I want you guys to realize this, is that there's, like it mixes up because, and I think you were so right on the money when we talked about this at one time, that concept, there's nothing against the Galloway method or other methods that say walk a minute, run a minute, you know, things like that. But your body, your mind starts to anticipate that break. And so you want to kind of mix up that break. And if you're trying to do an interval of 5-2 and you couldn't really do 5, you did 4. And so you did 4-2. And then the next time you did 5-2 and then you did 4.5-2. You know what I mean? Let your body tell you, okay, now I need to break. Like let's stop. Let's walk or let's take a break, but be okay with that. That doesn't mean you're not running. That's what I think happens is people are like, oh, I didn't run the whole amount. I walked half a mile of that 15 mile run. So I really didn't do 15 miles, guys.
Right.
You know, and trying to get away from that beating ourselves up because you're still doing the movement.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. Like, and also your body, it's such a great communication with your body, guys. When you tell your body, hey, it's all right, we'll take a break here for a second, and then you just restart and re-go, you will find, honestly, that it's like a thank you.
Yeah.
You know, and and it's funny. I'll say this real quick. I saw we give you, and it's fun because we give you not just the drill, a drill to practice, but also a how to run, you know, like try, it's called the, we call it the up, two, three. And you'll see if you go get it, it's up, two, three, and then you breathe. And so it's so much easier to run with a to-do and you're breathing and you're running, and it's what running is. I mean, running is cardiovascular. And I was, I had to laugh because people will ask me a lot, how do I breathe? And so I actually put the breath into the running rhythm because it really does. It really works all together. But I was laughing because someone said, I saw this today. I think it was a, I don't know, I guess a meme you call it. And it said, if you can't breathe while you're running, you don't need to practice breathing. You need to practice running. And I thought that was great. Because notice, guys, when you're talking to someone or when you're walking, when you're comfortable, you don't have any issues with breathing. Like you breathe just fine. And then as soon as we start running, it's like we all have this like, I forgot how to breathe.
It's like we hold our breath. We do that too when we're working out, right? When we're trying to lift something or do any kind of body movement, we're like holding our breath.
So anyway, but I just thought it was really funny. It's like, you don't need to practice breathing. You need to practice running. And it's true. Like once you learn how to breathe as part of your running, then I'm telling you, of course it's cardio. And if you're running fast, you're going to breathe fast and all that good stuff. But the reality is it should be you want to feel like the hardest part of your run is the breath, to be honest. So, but anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know, we actually put the breathing in with the running and the learning. So you'll actually enjoy being able to breathe while you run.
Well, what I love about the up, two, three is, I've stopped and started many times. And every time it starts to get daunting, what I'll do is this up, two, three, right? And what we used to do, we'd run around the parking lot when we'd work out together. And I would do, I think you called it the, 10 pulls or whatever, where you'd go 10, 2, 3, 9, 2, 3, 8, right? Like, so every pull was a count. So I would do 10 on one, and I would focus on one leg pulling. And it's a little bit of a drill, guys, but it kind of, I would think 10 on one side and then 10 on the other. Okay, reset. Okay, 10 on one side, 10 on the other. I'm still running, guys. I was still doing the active movement, but my brain was able to kind of readjust and not think about, oh, this is so hard. Oh, my head's going to, my chest is going to explode. Oh my gosh, that tree's so far away. All I was concentrating on was 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Was that 6 or 5?
Right.
It totally got your brain to refocus. And it's amazing it's very true. Your body is a really magnificent piece of equipment, and it will really do whatever your mind tells it to do. And so if you can just kind of like get your mind right and work on it, you can do it. And so that's what I love about the up, two, three, is it really kind of helps you get through those more daunting, or the I can'ts, as I like to call them, which we all have, to get you through getting back into running. So if you are at all interested in, if you're getting back into running, maybe you never ran before and you just want to, it's your 2024 goal, or you're coming back from an injury, or like me, you're just stopping and starting again, go ahead and go to our website or go to any of our social media channels. We are on X, we are on YouTube, we are on Instagram, Facebook, we're not on TikTok, but basically everything else. And you can find the work with us, and it's a free plan that you can get, and we can get you started getting out there and running again. And hopefully, if you have any questions, go ahead and email support@runnerx.fit or post. If you want to post on your Instagram, maybe you had a great run, maybe you tried one of the workouts, tag us. Use the hashtag RunnerX or tag @RunnerX at any of your social media channels, and we'll answer you. We would love to hear about your running journey, and if you're using the RunnerX method, or you're trying some of our workouts, or maybe you're trying the plan. We want to be part of that. So I hope you guys will share this podcast with a friend. Go to our websites, be part of our community, because we'd love to hear from you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunnerX podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runnerx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.